with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Speaker Mike Johnson's very concerned about the International Criminal Court arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson says the U.S. needs to take a firm stand against this action.
We need President Biden and Chuck Schumer in the Senate to stand up right now and declare that this arrest warrant cannot be acted upon. We have legislation that is pending there, bipartisan legislation, to counteract this. And so far, Chuck Schumer has not put that legislation on the floor. They need to pass that. The president needs to get out on his international platform and say, enough is enough, and we will not stand for this.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill on radio stations this weekend, and also at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. President-elect Trump has chosen former George Soros money manager Scott Bessent, an advocate for deficit reduction, to serve as his next Treasury Secretary. Bessent, 62, is founder of hedge fund Key Square Capital Management. He previously had worked on and off for Soros fund management since 1991. He told Bloomberg in August that he decided to join Trump's campaign in part to attack the mounting U.S. national debt. Trump also says he'll nominate Russ Vought to return as White House budget director. Texas's education board has voted to allow Bible-infused teachings in elementary schools. The approval Friday follows other Republican-led states that have pushed this year to give religion a larger presence in public classrooms. The curriculum adopted by the Texas State Board of Education is optional for schools to adopt, but they'll receive additional funding if they do so. On Wall Street, the Dow by 426 points. This is SRN News. In the final part of our series on Dr. Erwin Lutzer's new book, The Eclipse of God, the pastor emeritus of Moody Church in Chicago zeroes in on the need for Christians to be equipped with biblical answers to deal with challenges in our modern culture. Good example is the nationwide battle over illegal immigration.
You know, you look at the Bible, God is very interested in borders. He told Abraham, you have this land and here's the border here. So to say, as Marxists do, that we should not have any borders, anybody can live wherever they want, long term, this cannot be sustained. And even cities like Chicago, where I live, are beginning to understand that what they have been teaching and the beliefs that they have had are unsustainable.
In The Eclipse of God from Harvest House Publishers, Dr. Lutzer adds, returning to biblical truth and the Word of God's the best way to bring light to darkness. This is SRN News. Wall Street reaches another record.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, giving the market its fifth gain in a row and notching another record high for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Friday. The Dow added 426 points. It's about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite tacked on 0.2%. Gap soared 12.8% after reporting quarterly results that easily beat analysts' estimates. EchoStar fell 2.8% after DirecTV called off its purchase of that company's Dish Network unit. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged down to 4.41%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Delta and United Airlines have become the most profitable U.S. airlines by targeting premium customers while also winning a significant share of budget travelers. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.